Theta Yerushalmi, corresponding to Theta Babli, Daf Mem Dalet. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Ches Mem Dalet, at the first mission of Halacha Vav. Mia Isha She'iris, Isha V'lelekocha V'gemer, Echad Ma'aris Kasudah V'echad Ma'aris Esa Amona, Avili Shemesh Yavam, Avili Shama Shemesh Ochiv Melchoma, Chayzer U'Balei. The Mishnah quotes from the Pasuk in Zoram, Chof Pasuk Zayin, and who is the man who betrothed the woman and didn't take her as a wife? And the same applies to one who was mechadish, a virgin or a widow, or even if a shemesh yavam fell to a person to do yibam, and even if he heard that his brother died in the war, he returns. Will these people hear the Kohen Gadol's words from the length of the war and return and supply water and food for these soldiers and fix the roads? The Gemara says, Asher Iris, Isha, Eli Ela, Ruba Shinasa Riva, Minayin Ruba Shinasa Almana, Amayin Shinasa Riva, Minayin. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says Asher Iris Isha, which teaches only a bachelor who married a basula. What's the source for a bachelor who married a widow, or widower who married a basula? Amalema Isha mekom Malkin, the Pasuk says Isha, in any case. Ma'atam Alema Chadosha, why do they say in Dvarim Chosan, Pasuk Hey, if a man will take Isha Chadosha, he does not go to war. But Lemarzeh's Kushase excludes one who remarried his divorcee. Amal Aliyoshi, Vesem Meres, and Lethes Ailinus, Elbe emits of Yashavimel, Eina Chazer. Aliyoshi infers that now, earlier we said that V'loi Chanochai excludes a house in Huzdarts if not in the mitzvah inaugurated, and this teaches over here that one who marries an idolist, since there's no mitzvah to dwell with her, he does not return. Yavam to five brothers calls all of them to return from the war. And similarly, does even one house exempt five brothers who jointly own it? The man says, no, there, not everyone is proper to dwell in the house until he pays the others for their share. Here, each is proper to do yibam. What was then with a woman whose husband died during the war? If a person was mechadesh a woman from now and after 12 months and the time finished during the war, and he returns. Now, Halacha Zayin, Ve'elu she'enchoizim avoyne ba'eis shah achzadim mepeses, the following don't return, one who built a beis shah, which is a small room that's for the guard of the courtyard, an achzadah, which is a house without walls, or a balcony. Anateya abo elani machel echamish elani swak, one who planted four fruit trees, or five barren trees. Amachzes Gushosei, Amonel Kohen Gadol, Gush V'chulusei Kohen Hedyot, Ramzeres Inesina, Liesor, Basisor, Lamamzer, Ulenosin, Lihaya Chayzer. One who remarried his ex-wife, or a woman forbidden to him, to the widow to Kohen Gadol, divorcee, or Chalutza to a regular Kohen, and Ramzeres, or Nesina to Liesor, or Basisor, to Lamamzer, or Nosin, he has not returned. Vidaima, Afa Beine, Baif, Amachainai, Lihaya Chayzer. And Rida says even if one who rebuilds his house like it used to be, he does not return. Rav Lava says even if one who builds a brick house in Sharon, which will not last very long, he does not return. The Gemara says, Tani Rav Yehuda Oimer, Chidush Padava, Chayze Vem Lavin Chayze. The Gemara brings a baisa of Rabbi Yehuda that if he made something new in his house, he returns. If not, he does not return. Father the Sid, Patach lechaloinos lehaya chayzer, haya gadol v'asai kosen chayzer, ve'echad v'asho shnayim. If he plastered or opened windows in it, he does not return. If it was big and he made it small, he returns. And all the more so if it was one and he made it two. Hani v'vlaza ime afan shi ha'sharoin, Lehayu Choizim Shem Mishadchen Pa'amayim Bashua. The Baisa says that Rav Lezer said even people of Sharon did not return for rebuilding their houses because they renew them twice in 7 years. Af Kohen Gadol had mispalel aleihem b'yom kippurim for the yas of b'teihem kivreihem. Even the Kohen Gadol used to pray for them in the Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom Kippur that their houses do not collapse and become their graves. And we come to the next mishnah, Halacha Ches. Ve'eli she'en en zazir m'kayman, bona bayis v'chanachoy, nota kerem l'chidulay, v'anoyfes ha'usosoy, v'akoynes ha'sibimtoy. The following stay home and don't budge from their place. They don't even go out to the battlefront. One who built a house and inaugurated it, one who planted a vineyard and redeemed the fruits, and one who made nesuin, which is full marriage with his arusa, or to give him with his yevama. Shneimar, noki elebeisoi, noki elebeisoi, elebeisoi, yiye zekamai, esimachas ishtoi, zu ishtoi, asher lo kach lahavi esivimtoi. As the Pasuk says in Dvarim Kostala Pasuk Hei, noki elebeisoi, he will be clean to his house, so to speak, teaches about his house, yiye teaches about his vineyard, the simachas ishtoi, which is the continuation of the Pasuk, teaches about his wife, and asher lo kach includes his yevama. These men don't supply water and food and don't fix the roads. The one who built a house and inaugurated it and did not stay in it for 12 months, or he planted a vineyard and redeemed it and did not stay with it for 12 months. We learn all of these from a wife, just like a wife who needs 12 months, also all of them, he needs 12 months. All of these that they said that they don't leave, they dwell idle in the city and do not supply water and food and do not fix the roads. The obligation to supply and fix does not fall on him, but it falls on others who go to the border and return. And now to Halacha Tes. V'yasru ha-sheitchim l'dabe el-ha'am v'amu mi ha-ish ha-yore v'rach l'ha-levav yeilich v'yoshav l'veisei. V'kiva ime ha-yore v'rach ha-levav tishmoy she'ein ha-yochal l'amoy b'kisha ha-melchoma v'le'oi ch'er shlufa. Mishnah brings the pasuk there, Dvarim Chas Pasuk Ches, and the officers will continue to speak to the people and say, what man is there who is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return to his house. The Hebrew says, one who fears and his heart is soft, is like the simple meaning that he cannot stand in the thick of battle and to see a drawn sword. And he says, glili oime ha-yoch, 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 Yehudi says that Yareb Ruach HaLeva refers to someone who is afraid of his sins. Therefore, to attribute it to him, all these to return for them means one who built a house, planted a vineyard, or was a woman, so people will think that he returned for one of those reasons. Yehudi says, a forbidden marriage, such as a widow to a Kohen Gadol, and also a chalutza to a regular Kohen, a mamzeres on a sina to a Yisrael, or bat Yisrael to a mam to a nosin, this is hayare v'rach halevav. The Gemara says, k'siv v'yasru ha-shvitrim, ein lashim zeh v'yasru el lashim tisefes, ki enish na'amah, moishif on the al-divri rebi. The Gemara brings the baisa, it's written, v'yasru ha-shvitrim, this is always an expression of addition. The one who says, I add to Rebbe's, the Kohen Gadol's words. Hani ha'achrinim minati sefes. The second writer says that the latter words, ni ha'ishash, ha'yoevach, ha'levav, is the addition. Amav Yosi, train to nine inun, nandam and misifani al divri Rebbe, echad ha'ishainim, echad ha'achrinim, amon, hu, amon, rabbi. Yosef says, two Tanaim taught about these two braces. The one who says, I add to Rebbe's words, both the first and last words, the officer says them, and his Rebbe, the Kohen Gadol, said them. He also means, he repeats them. The one who says that the latter words are the addition, the first words, the officer said them, and his Rebbe said them. The And afterwards, the officer said to the man, Israel, he did not say them. He asked for means, he says an additional matter. Amar bimana, chad tanai hu, v'shoinim, amrin, hu amran, amran, amran rabbi, ha'achoinim, amran hu, loy amran rabbi. The man said that one tana taught them. The first words, the officer said them, and his Rebbe said them. The latter words, the officer said them, and his Rebbe did not say them. The other means, he says an additional matter. He said, Pliga, alavi yosi, she said, the safa, shreiter, shemeya, parashim, bikoin, ba'amra, la'am, mechalashim. The question against the yosi from the writer. At the border, the officer hears the parasha, meaning shmaiser atem krovim, from the kayin, and says, to the nation in every language, which implies that at the ranks of war, when he says, who should go home, he does not hear this from the Kayan. The Sefer Pliga al Rabbi Mana, if you say, Ababa Ochay Amachama, Kayan Amra B'Haloshin, Rashaytim Ashmir La'am, B'Hal Roshin. We have a question against Rabbi Mana from the Sefer, because however, at the ranks of war, the Kayan says it in every language, and the officer broadcasts it to the nation in every language. If you say now, Patala, Oid Dava Echad Hayamosef Mishaloi. The answer is we can say that the Kohen discusses one who built, etc., and the officer broadcasts this, and he adds another matter on his own, which is one who says. Temekain Afila Abdivir Rabbi Yosi, Leis Hu Pliga, Kipate, Commander Amma, Harishonim, Amman, Amman Hu, Amman Rabbi, Hachonim, Amman Hu, Lam Rabbi. So if so, also the Risha does not argue with Rabbi Yosi, he can say that it's like the opinion that the first words, the officer said them, and the Rebbe said them, the Risha connotes that the Kohen said only Shema Yisrael. Due to the Sefer, we're forced to say that he said also one who built, etc. The latter words, the officer said them, and the Rebbe did not say them. Tani kulan tzrichem ha'vi raya le'divrayem chutz mizeh she'eidav imrei. Like it says, all of them who return must bring a proof for their words that they built, planted, or were makadish, except for one whose witnesses are with them, means all can see he is afraid. אף היא כמנדה אמה שאיני יוכל לעמוד בקישן וחמרס וחרס שלופה וכמנדה אמה שמסיעה ומעביר את שביודי אוי דויסורך להביא ראי. This is like the opinion that he cannot stand in the thick of combat and the sword is drawn. However, according to the opinion that he is afraid of his sins, he has to make a proof. פיכך תלס לי התאירה את כל אלו שיחסה בגללם שלופה עושה לתך הטוען. איפה יותר attributed to him all these to return for them not to publicize the sinners. אחרי כי הידע אמה רבי לוי בשם ובשם בן לוקש ומוקם אשר תשחת הרעילה תשחת החטס לפני אתם שיתרסם את החטאים. This is like רבי לוי said the name רבי לוקש ומוקם אשר תשחת הרעילה תשחת החטס לפני השם. In the place that you shall slaughter the oila, you shall slaughter the chatas before Hashem, not to publicize the sinners, lest people know that he brings the chatas, because they could think that he brings an oila. Now, Halach Yud, Vayag Chalef HaShetim Nadabe El Ha'am, Vogdu Soyefoyt Rosh Ha'am, Vekevoy Shal'am. The Mishnah brings the Pasuk in Zoram Pasuk and Tess, and it will be when the Shetim ends speaking to the nation, and the officers of the army will give orders at the head of the army, and we understand that to mean at the end of the nation. עמידים וקופים ולפניהם ואחריהם ואחריהם וגשידים שבאו בידיהם וכל מבקש לחזור או רשיס בידיהם לקפח את שקל. He appoints mighty men at the front and others behind them with iron axes in their hands and they're allowed to cut the legs of anyone who wants to go back. בפרס נפילה ניסה שנאמר נוסיפה מפני פלישתים וגם הגפה גדוי להויסה בעם ולענו רואימה וינוסה אנשי יסוד מפני פלישתים ויפלו חלולם בהר גרבוע. This is because falling is the beginning of fleeing, and the goal of this. And the prophet said in Shmuel Aleph, Peret Gala, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Yisrael fled before the Plishtim, and also there was a great slaughter among the people. And then later in Peret Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, it says, and the men of Yisrael fled from before the Plishtim, and the slain fell on Har Gibor. Amir Jerome Amurim, B'Mechemes HaRoshus, and B'Mechemes Mitzvah, HaKol Yotzim, when we discuss, we're talking about an optional war, but in a war that is a mitzvah, everyone goes to fight, even a chassan from his room and a kala from her bridal canopy. However, Yehuda ben Edra Amurim, the Lechemes Mitzvah, the Lechemes Chayva, and Paul Yetzim of Filichosim Lechadjoy, the Chalim Lechopasam. The Yehuda says that all this applies to a war that is a mitzvah, in a obligatory war, everyone goes to fight, even a chosin from his room, and a kala from a bridal canopy. And the Gemara says, Ksiv v'ayot ha'lois ha'shit, shim v'gabe el ha'am, v'chog tu sois v'roish ha'am, in ele v'roish ha'am, v'seif ha'am minayim. The Gemara asks, the Pasuk says that, and it will be when the shoytim end speaking to the nation, and the officers of the army will order at the head of the nation. I know at the head of the nation, what's the source for at the end of the nation? Ha'balayim ha'avol. Ufogdu, ufogdu. Instead of saying ufogdu, it says ufogdu, include at the back. After then could be kiva, could be shmol. This is like a kiva who expands the prefix vav. Once a shmol does not, how can we answer? A shmol, could be meya, the meya, sabeach, vasefe, the chavlevereshi. The answer is a shmol, holds like a meya who called the end of a roshay, its head. You don't need an inclusion for the back because it's like the front. The enemy can come from either way, either side. But may ask, the Pasuk says in Kohelet, based Pasuk Yudalet, the wise man's eyes are in his head, and where are the fool's eyes on his feet? The Abba Mari answered that a Chacham, when he's at the beginning of a matter, he really knows what will be at its end. God's Kedud Yikudenu. The phrase in Bereshit Perek Mem Tef Pasuk Yutef, God Gedud Yigudenu, means a troop comes to despoil him, God, and he despoils the attacker. Amish should say that fleeing is the beginning of falling. Rabbi Yochanan says the first Tana and Rabbi Yehuda differ only about the connotations, meaning Rabbi Yehuda calls what the first Tana calls a war of Roshus, he calls it a Mechemes Mitzvah, or Rabbi Yehuda calls Mechemes Chayva, even a Chosin leaves his room and a Kalas from a bridal canopy. And Rav Chista, Machlokes, Le'Nehoin, Rabbonin, Amrin, Mechemes Mitzvah, Zum Mechemes David, Mechemes Chayva, Zum Mechemes Yehoshua. Rav Chista says they argue about the Halacha. One holds that Melchemes Mitzvah is the war of David to conquer additional territory. Melchemes Chayva is the war of Yeshua. Yudah Hayatayva Melchemes Mitzvah to go in Anan the Azlin Alehain. Melchemes Chayva to go in the Askin Inan Alehain. Yudah calls Melchemes Mitzvah when we attack others. Melchemes Chayva is when they attack us. Siv Ramelech Asa Hishmir es Pol Yudah Ein Naki. Mao Ein Naki. The Gemara asks, the Pasuk says in Melachim Aleph, Pesavav, Pasuk Chaf Beis, and the king Asa made heard to all the Jews, Ein Naki, all of Yehuda, Ein Naki. What does it mean, Ein Naki? And Simon, the Rabbonim, and Simon, Ein Naki, the Beisoi, Shana, I should say, Achas. And Simon, the Rabbon disagreed. And Simon said, even a Chosn is not free to stay in his house for a year because it was a Mechavis Chayva. Rabbonim, Leis Rebbe, the Rebbe. And the Bonan said there's no exception for a Rebbe, even a great Chacham. Ad Malach, Perek Moshech Malchama. We now begin the ninth Perek, Perek Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa, B'lashma Kodesh, Shneemar, Ki Matzei Chalal, Ba'adama V'geime, Yotsu V'keinecha, V'shevtecha. The Mishnah says that Parshas Egla Rufa means the beheading of a calf when a murdered body is found between two cities. It said in Lashon HaKodesh, as it says, when you will find a corpse in the ground, this is one of Aleph, and that was Prophet Aleph in our Pasuk base, it says, and the elders and judges will go out. Three judges of the great Sanhedrin of Shemayim go out. Buddha says, five go out because the Kinecha teaches two, Meshavtecha teaches two, and we don't make an even wisdom, and therefore we have to add an extra nine. The Gemara says, when it's done, words like, Va'onu Va'omu, Va'laschil Mitzchilas HaParasha. The Gemara says, presumably, we know that Elohim must be in Lashon HaKodesh only because it says Va'ano Va'amru, and they respond and they say, and we learn from Va'ano Va'amru, Va'ano Ha'Levim Va'amru, that they said the brachos and verses in Lashon HaKodesh. Our Mishnah does not mean that we learn from Ki Yimatzei Halal, it really starts from the beginning of the parasha. Yimatzei Loi B'sha Shehein Metzuyim. Yimatzei Loi Shetei Choyze U Metzutis Alav. Yimatzei Im Metzuy B'chol Mokim El Be'edim. Yimatzei, the Pasuk says, not at a time when murder is widespread and corpses are commonly found. Ki Yimatzei, if you happen to find, means you need not pursue to see if there's a mace. He might say everywhere, Metzir means with witnesses. It's not known who smote him. If it's known who killed him, then even if a male or female slave knows, we don't behead. And here you say that there must be witnesses. This refers to the murderer, means if he's known, we don't behead the murderer. This refers to the victim, means there must be witnesses. Well, says that you say that if it's known who killed him, even if a male or female slave, we don't behead. This is when they say, if we see him, we'll recognize him. However, if they say, if we see him, we will not recognize him, then we do behead. We're going to add the following sentence. Based in Shiro is a hirig, Amru im royim anu oisei, in makin oisei lehi ofin, if siv, veinenu le ro, bahari ro, mikamakam. If Basin saw the murderer, even if they say if we see him, we will not recognize him, they don't behead. Because it says our eyes did not see, and here they saw, in any case. Basin Shiro is a horog. If the Tani Yamdu Shnayim be'idu lefnehim, if the Tani Yamdu Kulam be'idu makamacha. If Basin saw the victim, some teach that two stand and testify in front of the rest of them, some teach that all of them testify. All of them stand and testify elsewhere, meaning in front of another basin. Here in Pazi, B'Shem, B'Zira, B'Shem, Shem, Chalukim, Khan, Kachin, Chalukim, the Eid of the Chodesh. Yuda in Pazi, quoting B'Zira, says, just like they argue here, so they argue about that Eid of the Chodesh, testimony of the new month. The basin saw a new moon. Some teach that two stand and testify in front of the rest of them, and some teach that all of them stand and testify elsewhere. Yudha Bal Pazi Bashem Rivira Halal Vulanatakis. Yudha Pazi says the word halal, a corpse, means not one who is wavering upon death. Ra'u Mfarfer Khan, she say Uvo Lahasman Vlaymatso Aniyaiman Asri Nisim Machaya. They saw him shaking in the pangs of death and said that they will die, and they came after us and didn't see him. I say that a miracle occurred to him and he lived. Ra'u Mfarfer Khan, Uvo, they saw him on the verge of death here, and they came and found him dead elsewhere, and measure from where he was found dead, as it says, Ki Malsei Chalal. Asher Hashem Elokecha Noisein Lecha, Prat Bechutz Laretz, Merishta, Prat Lirushalayim, Shehi Lechol Hashotim, Lecho Lishmo. The Pasuk says there, that Hashem, your God, gave to you, that excludes Chutzlaretz. As an inheritance, that excludes Yerushalayim, which is of all the Shvatim, there's no particular shade that received it. And it teaches also, like Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel Amal, O Dios, Shenemu, Vateru, Lacha, Boaz, Seishana, Nemu, Sheva, Shekiv, Shevik, Shev, Shekhofi. Rabbi Shmuel says that whenever it says, Lashna Bia, entering Eretz Yisrael, and the Torah is after the 14 years, 7 years of conquest, and 7 years of dividing the land. Here, all agree to Rabbi Shmuel, because it says, Le'rishta. Rabbi Pinchas, Rabbi Brun, Ne'ma, Kol Oison, Arba'i Se'shana, V'Sionim, Hayu. Rabbi Brun said that we will say that all 14 years, when they found and buried a murdered body, they marked the place. Tani, Kesef, Hayu Oison, Shluchim, Be'isin, Yotzin, Emelaktim, Simonov, Shetei, V'Choifim, V'Kavrim, Oisai, Messainim, Al-Tevoi, residents who are based in the Mishnah of Agadis, the Amoridim. How did they do this? Shluchim of Basin went out and gathered his Simonim, buried him, and marked his grave, so that after the 14 years of conquest and division finished, Basin will go out from the Mishnah of Agadis and measure.